morning, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday devotional. And we're glad you're with me. We continue prophecy about Israel in the end times. Sunday, we are on our usual schedule, 9:30 traditional service with an 11 o'clock contemporary with our children's chapel. Tonight is Wednesday, so youth group is tonight, 7 o'clock. And tomorrow night, Thursday, we continue the book of James, and that's also at 7 o'clock in the chapel. So we look forward to seeing you. I want to look at a comparison of Jeremiah 24 and Matthew 24 as we talk about the blossoming or the return of Israel as a nation, which, of course, occurred in our world, modern world, in 1948, which means this will be the 75th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. Israel in the Bible, Old and New Testament, is spoken of as a fig tree or as a fig, and Jeremiah uses that imagery, and of course Jesus also in Matthew 24. So we're looking at primarily Jeremiah 24 and Matthew 24. So at the end of verse 1 of Jeremiah 24, we read, "The Lord showed me this vision, two baskets of figs in the temple of the Lord." And then verse 5 says, "Like these good figs, I will regard the good exiles from Judah." And then we go over to Matthew 24, and Jesus, starting in verse 32, and it's titled, "Learn the Lesson of the Fig Tree." From the fig tree, Jesus says, "Learn its lesson. As soon as the branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Both passages talk about Israel budding and bearing leaves and becoming restored by God and so on. Now in Matthew, it's interesting because the disciples at the beginning of the chapter 24, asked three questions. Essentially, when will the temple be destroyed? When will the end of the age be? And when will you return? And it says this generation will not pass away until these things take place. Now this is a multifaceted prophecy that Jesus gives because he answers those three questions, and we know that within a short time, around 30 so years later, the temple was destroyed, and the children of Israel were scattered, and Jesus had said, not one stone will be left upon another, and in 70 AD, Titus with the Roman army destroyed the temple and burned the city and so on. But this word generation is also interesting to consider because in the Bible, generation can cover anywhere from 20 to 100 years. And obviously the idea of a 30-year generation is noted in Jesus talking about the temple. Jesus was crucified somewhere between 33-34 AD. And so 36 years later, approximately, the temple was destroyed. A generation is interesting because we're also talking about when will Christ return, right? When will the end of the age be, and so on. And the disciples wanted to know that. And he said, well, the generation that sees the budding of this fig tree, when it puts out its leaves and so on, this will be a sign that you know that he is near at the very gates, verse 33. You know that he is near at the very gates. So a lot of people who are believe in a premillennial reign of Christ and believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church would cite verses like this to say that there's going to come a time when Israel will become a nation and it will again blossom, so to speak, and bear figs. And the generation that sees this will see him, and we will know that he is near. Well, we're 75 years into Israel returning and becoming a nation. A generation is usually between 20 and 100. I think in Genesis 6, God uses the number 120 years. Does that mean that somewhere between you know, 75 years and 120 years that the Lord will return for his church? That could be. We'll have to wait and see. There are a lot of things that have to happen. We know a temple will be rebuilt one day. But Israel certainly has returned, and they've been blossoming now for 75 years. And so Israel is still in prophecy, whether it's Jeremiah 24, Matthew 24. You can also read Mark 13, 28 through 30, Luke 21, 29 through 32, which those writers also share the words of Jesus about Israel in the end time. We'll be talking more prophecy next week. I hope you'll do some Bible study on this. It's very exciting times in which we live. Father, we thank you that Israel is a nation again, and that the leaves are becoming tender and the fruit is being born. And we just pray, Lord, that your end, your time of return will be soon for your church and for your people to, again, we look for that new heaven and earth, as verse 35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So, Lord, give us wisdom to understand your prophecy, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening this morning, a little longer than usual. I hope it whets your appetite for prophecy. Hope to see some of you tomorrow night at the Book of James, and also Sunday morning, 9:30 and 11 o'clock. God bless. Have a great day.